With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Every morning, Taryn Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CEO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for April 22nd. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Iman. How you doing, Iman?
Glad to be back. Glad that I actually got to meet Taryn in person, Taryn company from the rest of RHAP this past week. It's been a blast. So, yeah, I feel, you know, oddly, I don't know what the word is. Like, I don't feel as weird as like talking to you virtually anymore. Now that I've seen you in person, it's kind of just like, oh, okay.
Yeah, you know now that I am not just on a screen, that I actually do exist.
Yes.
In person.
There's a living and breathing human being behind all of the machinery.
Yes. Over all of the circuitry and wires. Yes.
Yes.
We are here to tell you everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother Canada 7 live feeds. It was day 51 in the house, and it wasn't a ton that happened yesterday. We're waiting for the veto ceremony. We have everything kind of locked in place, so there's not a ton of movement here happening today, or should I say yesterday on the feeds. We'll see how this goes. Kira and Dane talk in the morning out by the hot tub. Kira is very excited about the final three that they have. That, you know, Kira had always wanted this final three with Dane and Adam. If you remember from the day before, that Damien had won the veto, and so the plan has become that Damien will take himself off the block, Adam will replace Damien with Mark, and then Mark and Esty will be on the block for eviction. They brought Kira in for a final five with the rest of the pretty boys, and then Dane suggested that they make a final three with Kira and Adam, so that Kira feels comfortable within that final five. And so Kira is very, very excited about this final three, Iman.
It's the pretty boys are basically just orchestrating everything from all of these elaborate fake final fives, the elaborate fake final threes, and like all of the pretty boys knowing about the fake final three. It really is just a beautiful machine that just keeps rolling through this game. And it seems to be working to really be under the or they seem to really be under the impression that they are in a pretty sweet spot and that they have some winner's equity. So, hey, I mean, she seems like a person to take to the end, because I really can't imagine them getting any votes. I'm surprised still. I mean, I think I'm always going to be surprised that someone doesn't catch on to this, especially since, I mean, and one of, I forget which pretty boy it was, but one of them pretty much said, like, we just admitted to being the boys without actually, like, there it is right there. So it's like hiding in plain sight. It's kind of masterful if you think about it.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I think we have to be a little bit lenient on Kerr, because there were a lot of people coming into this week that expected Adam to turn on Mark and Anthony, right? Like, a lot of people who watched the feeds and know everything really thought Adam was going to turn on Mark and Anthony. You can't really blame Kira for making the same mistake, being in the house, not having access to all the information that the feeders have. You know, they expect that Adam and Dane will turn on Mark and Anthony and take them to the end, which, if you are Kira and you think that you are a final two goat, that's kind of a reasonable assumption to make. You know, not to say that I'm praising Kira by any means. They are in a spot here to make a big move, and they should. But you know, people that are like, how could they not see that Adam would never turn on Mark? These are the same people that were like, how is Adam not turning on Mark? I thought he was going to do it.
I mean, that's very true. I mean, and I guess another side to the coin, albeit very lazy, in my opinion, if you're getting by, I mean, getting to Final Five right now is probably that's good. That's a win in Kira's book. So it's not necessarily smart, but like you said, she doesn't necessarily have they don't have all the information, but they are getting closer and closer towards the end. So, I mean, and there's still a chance that something could happen. There's always still that chance. So we'll see. We'll see.
Yes.
Especially with the double, because the double tends to, you know, lift up things that have been laying. It kind of blows everything up in the air. So we'll see what happens after that.
So Kira says that the Dane should let them have the next HOH. Oh, okay. Dane actually probably should. That would actually be a very good move for Dane, because Kira would keep Dane safe in the next HOH and allow Dane to compete in the following one. But it is going to be a double. So who knows whether Dane feels comfortable enough to throw this one. After Kira leaves, though, Dane just laughs to himself and jokes about how fake this final three is. As if I have a final three with Kira and Adam.
I mean, it is honest. I mean, and Dane is pretty good at throwing competition, so it really wouldn't even be any big feat for him to do that. But I feel like it'd be extra hard having to throw it to Kira, because Kira just sucks at everything. It's sort of like when Sam was trying to throw that thing to the other Kiki. It was just painful to watch. So I mean, Dane just has everybody in his house snowed, man, and it's great. It's really great.
So Esty is going to go to Dane, and they're going to talk a little bit about jury votes. Esty's talking about, like, who she could give her vote to. She says she'd have a really hard time giving it to Kira, or honestly, even Damien. It's because they haven't done much in the game. And so that's something to consider. Dane says, I would never vote for Anthony. Not unless he actually starts winning something. You know, he's always telling me what to do, but he hasn't actually won anything. That doesn't demand my respect. And this is the start of, I think, Dane has reconsidered once again. You know, last week when everyone was yelling at Mark and Mark looked like the perfect final two goat, Dane was saying to the cameras, ooh, Mark is the perfect final two goat. However, I do believe that Dane may have switched back, and it's starting to look like he is more on board with keeping Anthony around to the final two, again. And so I think he is setting Esty up here a little bit, saying, you know, well, Anthony doesn't deserve respect. He hasn't won anything. He's always telling people what to do, but he hasn't even won anything. That he wouldn't get my vote. I don't know about you, Esty. And so I imagine that this is him sending her into the jury house with a certain message. Anthony does not deserve respect unless he wins something. Esty also says, you know, Mark is weak. I wouldn't want to vote for Mark, but at least he did put Adam up. Like, at least that's something. It's more than Anthony. So we're getting a little bit of shifting here in terms of where the jury votes might fall and also who Dane might want to take to the end.
Yeah, the irony I don't believe is lost on any of us of Esty talking about somebody being weak and not necessarily having a lot of agency within this agency of house guests. The Anthony thing is kind of, it's curious to me because Anthony has, I mean, his social game has been pretty, it's been top notch. He's had a couple of, you know, weird things this past week, especially with Coy leaving the house and having to deal with all of that and trying to get his lines to keep Coy a little bit. But for the most part, his social game has always been pretty good. So it does make me wonder if, you know, hypothetically, Dane and Anthony are in the final two. Anthony's always been so good at talking. He's a talker. It makes me wonder, you know, finale night comes and they're the final two and they have to make their final speeches. You know, sure, Dane's going to come at it with like, sure, you know, Anthony, you know, he's been great. He's been a part of this alliance with me, but I've been the one sort of been executing all this stuff. But I can imagine Anthony coming back and being like, I was the one that told you to do that. I gave you all, I can imagine it being a game of he said, and who actually can take credit for it, the doer or the talker. So it's interesting. I actually wouldn't mind that as a thought experiment.
Yes. And it is an interesting situation when it comes to like, who should Dane take to the end? Obviously, if you're looking at Mark or Anthony, I do think he'd have the hardest time against Adam. So he probably should not be taking Adam, although I do think he's considered that as well. But with Mark, you have somebody that I think is a lot easier to beat in the end. However, he's harder to beat in the competitions leading up to the end. With Anthony, you have somebody that's very easy to beat in those competitions, but might be harder to beat when it comes to the final three. So the question then becomes, you know, who are you competing against in the final three anyway? If you're competing against Mark or Adam there in the final three anyway, then you might as well be taking somebody like Mark. But it does seem like he's maybe switched back to wanting to keep Anthony around, but we'll have to just wait and see because it does seem obviously like it's quite fluid at the moment here.
So, I agree.
Yes. So Adam, Dane, Anthony, and Mark are going to come together for a bit of a pretty boy meeting. They convene to solidify the plan here. Mark is going up on the block. Reassurances are given. Don't worry. Kira's a vote for you. It's all going to be fine. Mark is like, but what if it's not fine? And they're like, no, it's fine. And Mark has like every right to be worried here. He should be doing everything in his power to not let this plan go through. And he did try to get Dane on the block, but he should be trying to get Kira on the block. He should be trying to get Dane to vote for him to stay. This plan for Dane to vote for Esty to stay, relying on Kira's vote to keep Mark in the game, there is no world in which Mark should ever allow this to happen because it is so unbelievably risky here at the final seven for Mark to just be like, okay, I'm relying on Kira's vote to stay in this game. He should be doing everything in his power to make sure either that Dane votes to keep him or that he doesn't even touch the block in the first place. But he seems very comfortable or at least very comfortable in comparison to how he should be with this whole plan here.
Yeah, it is. I'm nervous for him. You know, it's like, especially when you have Dane evict, like voting to keep Esty. Like that way in itself would just, and I know that Dane has the argument of like, oh, well, you know, Adam got to vote for Sam, Anthony got to vote for Corey. So like, I understand that thought process, but you're right in that it's so late into the game. You might as well just do everything that you can to keep yourself safe or to ensure that you're going to get these votes. Like I don't know. I feel like just because he came off of that, his HOH, and it was such a huge fail, he might, you know, sort of feel, for lack of a better term, neutered right now in the game, like not wanting to ruffle too many feathers because he ruffled so much last week and all, like much to do about nothing. So I can kind of understand why he's kind of trying to go back into his shell, but come on, it's the end game. You know, there's not too much time left. You really have to start thinking about yourself and getting yourself to the end. So I mean, more than likely he will be staying, but it is such a huge gamble. But then again, the Pretty Boys have been, their track record thus far, albeit very messy at times, they're 4-for-4 right now. So, I mean, I guess. Like, if I'm the weaker of the final, if I'm the weaker of the Pretty Boys Alliance, and I'm, you know, and the other people are telling me you need to distrust us, I mean, don't come for me, but maybe I'm not far from Mark, and then I'd just be like, okay, you know, like I really don't want to do this, but I trust you guys. I'll do this. So I sort of get it.
And another part of this too is I do think it has to do with jury votes and respect, where Mark is the only member of the Pretty Boys to be on the block post veto. And it's happened mm-hmm. a couple of times now. And being the person that is exposed that way makes you look more expendable and disposable, and it makes you look weaker. It makes you look like you are not the person in charge. He also has the fewest amount of connections. Again, like when it comes to like how he can get jury votes in the end, this sort of thing, you know, being the person that ends up on the block with a 2-2 vote, like that's such a risky thing to do. Nobody with any amount of power in the game would allow themselves to be put in that situation, and the fact that he is shows the jury, I think, just how little power he has in the game, and he's going to really need to do a lot to make up for that if he wants to win a jury vote. And he's really running out of time at this point. As we talked about last night, even if he decided to take a shot at Dane next week, it's going to be really tough to make it actually happen. Right. So
yeah, it's like sort of like once you get down to the final four, I mean, sure, like his resume is, you know, he has time to build it up. But let's say hypothetically, it is the Pretty Boys in the final four. At that point, you can't even say that it's all equal, because your cohorts are up here and you're down here. So it's like it really will be too late at that point if you're sitting next to anybody else. So this now is the time, but.
I think that if Mark goes to the final four with the Pretty Boys, Mark is drawing dead. I really do. I think that even if he wins the final four, the final three, and takes Anthony, which he probably would, or it doesn't even matter who he takes. Mm-hmm. I think even if he wins back-to-back competitions, I think he loses against any other member of the Pretty Boys in the jury. He needs to take a shot prior to that. But again, as I talked about last night, taking a shot prior to that is very risky. He'll probably miss his shot at Dane, because if either Dane or Adam win a veto, then Dane and Adam would both stay. And then he's in a lot of trouble because they're coming for him even sooner. I think that for Mark, the move has to be made at final five, because mm-hmm. that's when he can maybe control a little bit of what's happening there. If he can keep Anthony off the block, then Anthony will be one vote. He can tie the vote. He can break the tie, and he can evict either Adam or Dane. So it's a very, very tight window for Mark. I think he needs to win the final five HOH and take a mm-hmm. shot at Dane at that point, Dane or Adam, but it's looking like he's more focused on Dane at the moment. And honestly, it doesn't really matter which one he takes the shot at. But it's a very small window I'm on. So yes, that's Mark's dilemma here. Looking like he's going up on the block. Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans.
That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And we're back. So let's get back to the show. Adam is going to talk or Adam's going to suggest that, hey, you know, why don't we bring in Damien? make sure that if he wins next week, he'll be going up against Kira. He'll be targeting Kira. That would be great for us. Yes, we're having a little bit of internet troubles, I think, for Amon. Adam does then go to Damien and he kind of like starts to float the idea about SD leaving. Like, hey, you know, SD runs to power. I'm just a little worried that SD, if she stays this week after the week ends, she won't be loyal to me. She won't want to work with me anymore because I won't be in power. You know, at least Mark stayed loyal to Corey and Anthony, right? Like, at least he's got some amount of loyalty. Yes, he just runs to power. That scares me, Damien. It scares me. And then after Adam leaves, Damien's like, oh, nobody's safe. Nobody's safe.
So I unfortunately missed the first half of this because of my stupid Wi-Fi connection. So we are talking about,
Adam and Damien. Yeah, Adam's kind of floating the idea that SD is maybe a target for him. And Damien's realizing nobody's safe. It just matters like who wins the competitions. And hopefully he's got a couple of allies, but he can't even be sure of that at this point.
Gotcha. Yeah. Adam, you know, trying to work his magic, trying to get the last two outsiders to just go at each other just to keep themselves safe. And for Damien, really, like, if I'm Damien, it's like, come on, like, he has nobody. He really has nobody. I don't know. I mean, I'm like, you just have to realize at that point, like, it's about getting to the end, making sure that you have somewhat of a fighting chance in that final two to plead your case, no matter how dire the situation is, no matter how high you have to climb to get there, no matter how unlikely it is, you just got to get there. So Damien, he should just be focused on winning. Win, 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 win. That's all you got to do. That's all people are rooting for you out here, Damien. That's all they want to see you do. Like, Twitter erupted when you won the freaking veto. So just win, 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 win. That's it.
That's what he needs to do. So this is also Adam kind of starting to broach the topic with Damien. I mean, he wants to, as we've talked about the last few days, get closer to Damien, make some kind of final three deal with him and Dane to ensure his own safety going into next week. Ideally, you know, they get Damien to keep them off the block if Damien ends up winning this one. And Adam is going to talk with Dane about that as well, like talking about a potential final three with Damien. They want to maybe get him to vote against Esty, if that's even possible, and then make some kind of deal with him toward the end of the week to keep themselves safe, really putting both Adam and Dane in a very good position. Adam even more so in terms of moving forward, since Mark and Anthony are more focused on Dane than Adam heading into next week. And so they're also talking about, this was a very interesting conversation. What happens if Damien does win the next HOH and it's a triple eviction? What happens? Well, let's say, for instance, let's say he put up Kira, Mark, and Adam. Maybe this doesn't work. Adam goes on the block. Dane says, well, of course I'd vote to keep you, Adam. Kira and Mark, see you later. Okay. But what if this does work? What if he doesn't put me up? What if he puts up Kira, Mark, and Anthony? Dane says, we vote to save Anthony. And that's further confirmation to me that he has again gone back on this I'd rather take Mark to the final two idea, and is much more on the train of let's keep Anthony around. He can't win much. Mark is the bigger threat there, and Mark very, very expendable to the Adam Dane side of things. Mark could definitely go home next week under certain circumstances, with Adam and Dane definitely being willing to cut him if they need to. And also looking like even if they do get to the final four, Mark is definitely going to be the target for Dane and Adam. It's looking like that to me. I think that Dane does want to get to the final three with Adam and Anthony, knowing that both will likely take him and he can take Anthony if he gets the choice and hopefully win at that point. Or maybe he takes Adam. Who knows? He was also talking about how Adam wouldn't get many votes, but I think that's his ideal scenario, and Mark definitely looks like the first person to go within the Pretty Boys.
I can see your true colors shining through. Essentially, like, I said before at the beginning, I'm about this because I think that it's, I think that in Anthony sitting in the final two is a very interesting, no matter who he's up against. Well, if it's up against either Adam or Dane, I think that's a very interesting final two. And I like interesting final twos because, you know, it makes for a really, you know, it sort of just culminates the season. And it's like, okay, what are we going to decide that BB Can 7 is going to be known for? Like, what kind of gameplay are we going to reward? So I'm excited about it. And I, Mark, okay, bye. Like, it sucks. Like, it really sucks. It's like if Big Brother is a class, right? And you completely like fail one part of the mid, like you fail a midterm and you have like so many assignments that you can have to absolutely ace. And let's say Mark even aces all of them and like in winning competitions and gets to the end, like he's still going to fail the class because he effed up so much in the beginning by not making the connections, by not, you know, winning enough competitions, by staying too quiet, by allowing himself to go on the block. This is unfortunately what happens to him. And it's a sad end to the story if it comes out to be that way. But, you know, to be expected. So
I will say a final three of Adam, Anthony and Dane would probably be one of the better final threes in terms of skill level in the game, because that's a fight no matter who gets to the final two. You know, anybody could win at that point, both in the competitions and in the final two jury vote. So obviously Anthony's not winning that competition, but Dane or Adam, and Anthony could go if Dane wins, or Adam could win and take Dane, and all kinds of different stuff could happen. That's really one of the more exciting final threes, I think, that we've seen. So we'll just have to wait and see. Kira. Okay. So that's most of the strategy talk for the day. Kira is then going to have a little bit of an episode here where, the house is having a pool tournament. And so, you know, they're just like, hey, you know, Damien, you know, you're going to play this person. Adam, you're going to play this person. And nobody asked Kira. Nobody asked Kira to play. Kira's going to go pout inside and be like, oh, Kira, is something wrong? Yeah, nobody asked me to play. Nobody asked me to play pool. And Damien's like, oh, do you want to play pool? They're like, well, yeah, but I wanted somebody to ask me. And he's like, okay.
Girl, play pool. Go play pool. Literally that simple. There are like, what, seven people, eight people left in the house?
Yeah.
Go play pool.
They were very upset, and this really, like, this, you'd think this is like a quick, like, okay, we're sorry we didn't ask you. You can play though. Like, you're totally, like, we're not including you or anything. But no, this was a very big deal, and it lasted like the whole night, where Kira talks with Adam about it, and Adam's like, well, we would never not include you. Like, we include you all the time. Like, it's like, you can play. Like, please play. And then Anthony came over, and Anthony was like, it was two on two on two. There were six players. So, you know, but if you want to play, we can make that happen. Like, please come on. You're playing. And he's like, no. I want it to be asked, and it just feels like a boys' club, and I don't like it. And you know, maybe if I had a penis, everything would be okay. Maybe then I'd be included. And this is really annoying to the guys, because they're like, what? Why are you saying this? This is televised. Like, you're trying to make this into something, and like, this is not what. Like, what are you doing, Kira? And all of a sudden, this starts to get a little bit serious, because Adam is starting to talk to Dane. He's like, oh my god, Kira's talking about boys' clubs. They're talking about all this stuff. Like, can we trust them to vote to keep Mark? I don't know if we can. Maybe I need to just put Kira up. I don't know.
I mean, I know that we probably should not be using Kira as the litmus test for, you know, what the Big Brother house can do to your psyche and how any little thing can just cause you to pop off. And like, you know, I'm not good. I don't want to, you know, delve into dangerous waters into, you know, trying to understand where she was coming from with the penis, where they were coming from with the penis comment. Like, so like, I'll leave that alone because I understand that, she, you know, they are a person. I'm just going to leave it at that. But you really have to, you,
it's bad.
This game can, yes, the game can break at any moment. Okay. Your game can be over at any moment. You don't win competitions, Kira. You hardly ever influence any of the decisions that go on in the house in terms of who is going up and who's going home. You are at the complete mercy of the people that are left in the house. They were the ones, the five of them, or the four of them brought you in. They were there before you were. I don't know why it's not clicking yet, but that's fine. You really shouldn't be trying to ruffle any feathers. You really shouldn't be arguing over a game of pool at this stage in the game, especially with somebody like Adam, who is so ready to just pop off at any moment. It's just bad. It's all around bad. I mean, I feel for you. I understand that you're going crazy in that house. I get it. And I understand that, but come on, it's only so much more time left. Just, you know, let's just make these, what is it, 20 days left? Let's make it. It's like less than a season of Survivor is left of the show. I'm sure you can make it through. Okay.
Yeah. This to me is like when a couple like argues about something completely inconsequential because there's like a real underlying issue behind it. Because I think that as we've talked about, like, Kira kind of knows that the guys have been working together for a long time and they only recently have been included. And now that they've been included in the guys thing, they want to be like an equal member. And so there's an insecurity there, that they've been excluded for so long with this alliance and that they might still be more working together than working with them. And so, you know, this kind of manifests in the pool game, the pool tournament. And so, this is where it escapes. And that's, I think, what Adam is seeing, that this is probably representative of something deeper. And if that's what they're feeling on a deeper level, then I don't know if we can trust them moving forward. And I don't know if they can. And this is one of the things that makes me think that there is potential for Kira to maybe vote Mark out this week if this happens. Again, not likely. This is probably the most we'll see of it. But at the same time, Kira should not be doing this. Kira should not be like arguing about something inconsequential to expose how they're feeling deep inside that they're repressing because they want to be a cool kid. Like, you need to just like, no, I'm okay.
I mean, yeah, it's just Big Brother 101, right? Like, even if you cannot let people know that you are upset about something, especially not in an explosive way, because they're always going to use that as an excuse to get you out of there because you're a cannonball or a wrecking ball, whatever the term for that particular season is of an erratic player. And you want to be as amicable as possible to everyone in the house, so that way you seem easygoing, and you know you're seen as a rational person, somebody that's not going to fly off the handle, somebody that can be a part of an alliance. So it's not good. It's just not good, and it's you know, it's just adding more. It's just unnecessary. Why make the game harder for yourself? You're so close. Mm. You're so close.
Yes. So that's basically what we have for the day. There was one big piece of news. Angelica now plays soccer. So that's important to know. She's got a little tinfoil soccer ball now, too. Adam, very, very proud of Angelica. He's hoping that she makes it on the show someday. So just keeping you updated.
Reminds me of... Every time somebody has like a little plaything in the house, it reminds me of Josh with Orwell. I'm wondering what my plaything would be in the house. Do you think you would have a plaything in the house? An imaginary friend, a make-believe stuffed animal type deal in the house, Taryn, to keep your sanity? Is that not your shtick?
If there was a stuffed animal in there, I probably wouldn't create one because I'm not a creator. But I would take one and I would turn it into my own.
Yeah, I think I definitely, I'd make something. I'd be like a little Sam with all the little knickknacks, creating them all over the house.
Yes. all these people asking who Angelica is, you're exposing yourself. You haven't been listening to the updates. Angelica is a crime-fighting tinfoil woman.
Expose the chat, Taryn. Expose them.
All right. So that's what we've got for you today. I will, of course, be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happened today on the Big Brother Canada 7 live feeds. And then tomorrow night, we will have the roundtable. Not tonight. We are changing it to tomorrow night. So that, you know, look out for that. Tomorrow, we will be releasing the form for the roundtable. So that will be fun. We'll do the stock watch. We'll talk about everything. I think there's a lot to talk about in terms of this endgame stuff for the Pretty Boys. So look out for that. And then, of course, Thursday night, we'll be back to recap the double eviction for Big Brother Canada 7. Exciting.
Somebody in the chat just said Taryn would do a live feed update every morning on the feeds.
Yeah. I would. It would be from my perspective.
Force everyone to actually watch the feeds if you want the live feed update.
Because I wouldn't be able to sleep in that house, so I'd just be up way earlier than everyone else, and then I'd go to the backyard, because I'd be in the US version, and if I couldn't go to the backyard, I'd probably go into, like, the, where would I go?
Maybe I can just imagine you going in the backyard, thinking that you're alone, and I'm seeing, like, a bunch of them, the other house guests, are, like, at the backyard door, like, looking like talking to themselves.
Like, yeah, I'd just be like, all right, so... Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to today's Big Brother 27 live feed update.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. It is July 9th.
I'm pretty sure it's July 9th, but I can't remember the dates properly.
I don't know. I didn't look at the microwave this morning, so who knows?
Yesterday, I talked to Amon and made a fake Final 3 deal with him.
I'm not sure if he knows or not. I'm feeling like he might. He hasn't really been talking to me today, and I think he's been throwing a little shade during breakfast, so
yeah,
it's not looking good.
Brent played horribly yesterday. made a terrible move.
This is his fifth time on the block, and the fifth one might be the charm to get his ass out of here.
All right. You can find us on Twitter. I'm at Armstrong Taryn. Amon is at Amon Adwin. Thank you for joining us, and I will see you next time.
Peace.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.